Talked about the principles of Erev Tavshilin, and Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai have been going at it the entire Masechta Vishavin, but they would agree about something. Shemashikin Asamayim, let's say one has water which has become impure. There's a special halacha that no food, no liquids can be rendered purified in the mikvah with the exception of water. Vishavin Shemashikin Asamayim B'chli Evin L'Taran. So you could put water into a cistern and then lower it into the mikvah, and then again the reason it should be an evan is you don't want water would render whatever the kli is impure. Then if you would stick the kli into the mikvah, remember that you can't do because it's tikkun mana. So it has to be a kli that can't become impure. Okay, shemashikin esamayim bichli evan l'taran avalo matbilin umabilin migav l'gav umechabura l'chabura. Let's say a person put a kli into a mikvah, and now it's ready for use, but they had only in mind to do it for chulin. So you would have to take that kli and put it in the mikvah again for purposes, let's say, of truma or for kachim, so that you're allowed to do it. Because fundamentally, that's not considered a tikkun kli. You could use the kli already. But if you want to use it for truma, it needs another tvila. And the same thing for kachim above truma. They don't allow you to bring the olas ri'ya and yantif because there's no aspect of ochel nefesh. You could bring the shlamim, but you can't do smicha. Smicha is a process where you lean with two hands b'chol kochol on the korban. So that's considered to be an issur derabanan and a shvus of hishtamshus b'balei chayim. So Beis Shammai says you should do that prior to yantif. They don't have the halacha that Beis Hillel subscribes to called techef, meaning right away, techef l'shchita smicha, that the smicha has to be done right before the shchita. Beis Hillel omrin mevi'in shlamim ve'olos v'somchos aleihen. You can bring karban shlamim, and you can bring a karban ola, because it's a karban which is, as a zman kavua, to be brought on the yantif, just like the tmidin and musafin. And you can even do smicha as well. Interesting point here is that both Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai are in agreement that you can't bring the darim and the davos. Right? Korbanos that don't have a zman kavua, you shouldn't be bringing on Shabbos and not on Yantef either. Beis Shammai omrim, lo yicham adam chamin l'ragla velim ken ru'uyin l'shesiyo Beis Hillel matirin. So this is a reiteration of what we saw before of the dispute about mitoch shetcha l'tzorach ha'chonam mishalo l'tzorach. So Beis Shammai allows one to heat up water on Yantif, assuming that one would be able to drink it for tea, for coffee, whatever it is. But Beis Hillel says, no, even if you have no intention of so doing, since you're allowed to heat up water for the sake of ochel nefesh, I'm allowed to do so for other purposes as well. Osa adam medura umischamim kenegdan. Also, a person can create a fire for purposes of generating heat. Now, there is a separate gezeira, which has to be taken into account here as well, which has to deal with the topic of showering on Yantif, called gezeiras habalanim. The gezeiras habalanim was a gezeira that Chazal made. There were bathhouse attendants that used to make money. Their parnasa was, providing hot water for people to bathe themselves in. And these individuals were actually running the fires on Shabbos. So Chazal made a takana. They didn't want anybody, even if the mayim was heated up prior. We make a little bit of an exception when it comes to the mikvah. We don't want people to be freezing going to the mikvah. Even if the mayim was heated up by Erev Shabbos by Erev Yantif, for that matter, the Gzeres HaBalanim would prevent one from immersing one's entire body in hot water on Shabbos or on Yantif. The applicability of the Gzeres HaBalanim to showers is something which is discussed in the poskim. Now, in terms of the other issue, leaving aside the Gzeres HaBalanim, so there are some who want to be lenient with respect to showers, let's say on the second day of Yantif. Let me just explain the rationale for that. Mitoch shetcha l'tzorach ha'chonam mishalo l'tzorach, you can heat up the water, even if it's not for the sake of ochel nefesh. So let's say you're heating up the water using the boiler for purposes of a shower. Let's assume for a moment that the Gzeres HaBalanim didn't apply. Now, according to many, the Gzeres HaBalanim does apply. Now, the question is that considered to be a tzorech hayom? Is that something which is shava l'chol nefesh that everybody would agree to? So, not everybody showers every single day, but by the time you get to the second day of Yantif, in a modern society, a lot of people would consider that to be something that everybody would agree is a normal function of the day. So on that basis, there are some who wish to be lenient with respect to the second day of Yontif. Again, then there are those who are machmir, again, based on the applicability of the Gezeiras HaBalanim. Rabbi Soloveitchik was machmir for those purposes. But again, in terms of the fundamental principles, Beis Shammai doesn't accept the principle of Mitoch altogether. So they only allow the malachos of Ochal Nefesh, as we saw before, like you can cook as much as you want, because Hol Mikla Yarchim, guests would come. But they're only going to allow you to heat up water in the context of Ochal Nefesh, if then it's left over. So that's something else, as opposed to Beis Hillel, who has a much more sweeping dispensation. We'll hold it up there.